We start in Raleigh, where the General Assembly has been in session for about an hour in the Senate as they prepare to vote to override Governor Cooper's veto of a Republican bill that would force women to full-term birth after 12 weeks of pregnancy in North Carolina. That would ban abortions 2 months earlier than the current law, with slight exceptions for rape, incest, or fetal abnormality. The bill also adds restrictions to women seeking legal abortions and to the clinics providing them. Advocates say these new regulations for clinics are strict enough that no current clinic in the state meets those regulations. Republicans can override this veto if all Republicans vote to do so. And again, they began that session where they will vote about an hour ago. We'll keep you updated on any news we receive from Raleigh. Meanwhile, in local government, Chatham County Commissioners are holding a public hearing on the county budget tonight at 6 o'clock in Siler City. We just wrapped up a conversation with Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard. You can find that conversation in the News on the Hill section of chapelboro.com. Meanwhile, the Orange County Commissioners meet tonight at 7. They'll hear an update on the county's longtime homeowner assistance program. They'll also consider hiring a consultant to help update the county's comprehensive plan. As the local governments keep wading through those proposed budgets for the upcoming fiscal year, residents and constituents are finding out how they could be affected. In Chapel Hill and Hillsboro, their need to fund major projects is leading the towns to consider increases in taxes and rates. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell has the details.
During the Chapel Hill Town Council's meeting on May 10th, interim town manager Chris Blue pointed to the town largely passing budgets that, quote, held the line for spending these last few years. He said this was due to the COVID-19 pandemic and uncertain economic implications. But with sales tax revenue staying steady and most other aspects of life returning to normal, Blue said it's time for the town to address its laundry list of needs by starting with a 5-cent increase on property taxes.
Cost of doing business has gone up, and you have some big, bold goals. I want to remind you that our tax rate, even with the increase I'm proposing, would still place us in the middle of the pack in our region, including lower than our neighbors next door in Carrboro. Proposed budget prioritizes our employees and the core services they provide, something we've talked with you a whole lot about these last few months.
Some of those budget items include a major increase for general parks funding, as well as allocations for building new greenways, buying more electric town vehicles, and hiring 11 new town employees of various positions. In the prior 2 years, the town government passed a budget with no townwide property tax increase, and another with a 0.8 cent increase dedicated to transit funding. Councilmember Amy Ryan said her perspective on Chapel Hill's budgeting has been hampered by the pandemic and that the increase does seem big on paper. But she said she was supportive of the proposal based on the severity of the projects and stagnation in spending over the last few years.
You know, I know that this is going to feel like a lot to people and we have to make our case for it, but I think you're doing a good job, so thank you.
Mayor Pam Heminger, meanwhile, said she is supportive of starting to tackle the long-term projects, but asked for town staff to explore options with just a 4-cent increase on taxes. Heminger shared concerns about having a steep increase hit the town's more low to middle-income residents at once, especially as there are other increases expected this upcoming fiscal year.
We need all these things, guaranteed, and I don't want staff to think I'm saying, no, we don't need to do any of that. I just want to be able to have that balance with the community because, yes, the town of Chapel Hill's tax rate is middle of the pack, but when you combine it with the Orange County tax rate and the school district tax, which is going up, it's a big chunk for folks. So I think we have to explore what it looks like for that total combined tax.
The Orange County budget proposal includes a minor increase for property taxes, but suggests raising the special district tax for residents in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City schools. For the first time in years, it would move from 1.5 cent every dollar to 1.98 cent every dollar, which County Manager Bonnie Hammersley says would add nearly $2.1 million in funding to the school district. North of Chapel Hill, the town of Hillsboro is also weighing increases, although a different type. While Town Manager Eric Peterson's proposed budget would maintain the property tax rate once again, it would increase both water and sewer rates by 6%. Peterson pointed to significant financial deficits in the town's water and sewer operations due to increased operational costs and the rate of inflation. He said even with these changes, Hillsborough's wastewater system will need major upgrades that will cost more than the town can bring in. Peterson said to him the rate increase represents a, quote, modest proposal for this year.
Here's the point. I think last year Marie gave you the update. You said we have $40 million of capital improvements on wastewater collection system alone. Now this is the reality coming. It's one thing to read about, wow, that's really expensive. We're going to see how that's going to impact us. We can't do nothing because you can see we're going to fall further and further behind with significant deficits.
None of the town's budgets are finalized just yet. In Chapel Hill, the town council will hold a work session on Wednesday before hosting its budget public hearing on May 24th. The town of Hillsborough will hold its budget public hearing on May 22nd, while Orange County will hold its on June 1st. The town of Carrboro, meanwhile, has yet to release its budget recommendation to the town council. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
The Carrboro Town Council does meet again tonight at 7, but they have a light agenda as they prepare for a big budget push starting next week. Last week, the town of Carrboro held its annual dinner honoring advisory board and committee volunteers. The groups provide input and perspective to town staff all year long on issues big and small, helps inform decisions that shape the local government. Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles spoke with me last week about the dinner and honoring those community members who contribute their time and perspective. He also shared a pitch for why others should consider being part of such advisory groups.
Towns like Carrboro and Chapel Hill tend to have a lot of engagement, a lot of folks who are interested in being involved in all the decision-making that goes on around development and really any issue that comes before the towns. So we have a lot of advisory boards. We have a lot of advisory boards in Carrboro. There are many advisory boards in Chapel Hill as well. And we're always looking for volunteers to fill vacant seats on those boards. It's another good opportunity to visit our town's website at carrboronc.gov, where we have a listing of the advisory board vacancies that are currently available. As I said to our advisory board members last night, you know, most of the current members of our town council have a past on our advisory boards. You know, I myself started out representing Carrboro many years ago on the Orange County Human Relations Commission. I served and chaired for many years the Carrboro Planning Board and served on some other boards. And even some of my closest friends to this day in Carrboro are people that I met through the advisory board experience. So it's a great way to not only get involved in the decision making that shapes your community, but also just to meet your neighbors and have a lot of fun.
Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles speaking there. You can find that full conversation in the News on the Hill section of chapelboro.com. Time now to talk sports. And in the world of sports, we'll start by talking golf as the men's golf team stays in third place out of 14 teams after day two of the NCAA regional action in South Carolina. Top five teams will advance to the NCAA championships after three rounds. So tomorrow's the big money day. That's when we'll find out who's going home and who continues. Again, Carolina in good shape right now, tied for third still after two rounds. Baseball teams in action tonight. They'll be throwing out that first pitch coming up here at about 6 o'clock, and we'll have it right here for you on 97.9 The Hill. They are on the road at Coastal Carolina, who happens to be ranked 8th in the nation. This is a big midweek game for the Diamond Heels. Again, you can hear all the action right here on 97.9 The Hill starting at 6 o'clock. Also, Durham Bulls are in action tonight. They'll start at 6:30, and they're at home hosting Nashville. Looking to football now, where Keenan Stadium continues to receive a bit of a facelift during the offseason, with plans for a new weight room, a new locker room, and a new fan patio outside the football center. Here's head coach Mac Brown on how it's all getting paid for.
Well, you go to them and say, here's what we need to stay current and to modernize, and then he goes to the boosters, and the boosters and Rams Club have to help pay for it. And we were lucky that we had guys like Von Moore with a significant gift to pay for the fourth floor for the coaches' offices. We had Rodney Long gave a significant gift to upgrade the players' lounge, and we just changed it. We just did it different, same space, And then Richard Gordon is paying for the upper part of the training room, and Eddie Smith the training room. So these are all gifts from outside people that have really helped us and stepped up and care about football.
UNC head football coach Mack Brown there talking about the newly improved Keenan Stadium for next season.